Chris Hafker is a housing provider and contractor specializing in restoring historic houses. His three top issues are infrastructure, support for the arts, and especially housing.
We need to look at how do we retain affordable units and keep people housed. That's something that needs some serious discussion. I think Clatsop Community Action and the Housing Authority, they work awfully hard to provide housing, and if they can get additional support, and if we can work with them closely, as we have been, then they're the best people to come up with action plans.
While new construction in Astoria is constrained by geography and height restrictions, Hafker does think we have room to build.
There are parcels, for example, along the Riverwalk. I don't see them being necessarily affordable housing, but I could see a project there where affordable housing is integrated into it. So if we could offer incentives to builders to apply some units to their project, that would be great.
Hafker is intrigued by a Portland project to ease homelessness that constructs small villages of tiny houses, 10 to 12 very small homes, plus collective space and on-site management. He also thinks we need to create a year-round homeless shelter.
I don't want to have tents on the street. It's a lot more beneficial when people do have support. So where are you going to have a year-round shelter, and how many beds are you going to have? It's complex. So, I mean, yes, people should be sheltered.
He thinks Heritage Square should become a public plaza, possibly one that honors Native Americans, and it might have a housing component. He's been thinking about the division in the community that the Heritage Square debate brought to the fore.
One element that didn't get talked about much with the Heritage Square is just the timing of it all. And we were, as a community, cooped up with COVID. And I think that the emotional responses weren't all just about the issue, but was also a venting from COVID.
Hafker believes council will have to take on the problem of decaying streets and sidewalks, as well as traffic.
I think it's a great idea to have a bypass. How that gets executed is complex, and it's obviously very expensive. There's a great need to reduce traffic flow coming through Astoria. The logging trucks and the chip trucks and all the various trucks coming through downtown doesn't do us any favors in terms of rattling the buildings apart. It would be wonderful if we could alleviate some of the congestion coming through town and also the noise.
He's also a big supporter of the library measure.
It doesn't take you long to realize how important libraries are when you travel abroad into countries that don't have libraries. It's a mechanism for especially young people to get out of poverty, to get education, to have access to information.
Hafker is running against Elizabeth Adams for the Ward 3 position. For KMUN Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.